Blog Talk Radio.
About no other than the Helios, Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host. We are back, energized and fresher than ever. We about to get it with you, and I ain't lying to you. We just don't be running around. We be enjoying ourselves with intellectual thoughts in mind, because, man, do we see it coming. Oh, my goodness. Are y'all ready? This one's going to be a doozy, and we got a lot of time today. First of all, we're going to say, for all you in the Irish York, happy St. Paddy's Day. Yeah, what a symbolism that is, boy. Driving out the serpents, oh my goodness. The Nagas are out of Ireland now. Oh my goodness, unbelievable. But we're going to make sure we let you know what you're into today. Today's program. Now, let's talk to a good acquaintance I know. You know, everybody can't be friends. They're a good acquaintance, a good brother. And a lot of things you hear people say. You say, man, people are really listening now. I mean, before you couldn't get these type of conversations out of people. You know, and they started to question stuff now. I'm like, man, this is deep. People questioning. We got everything going on. But we told y'all a long time ago, once we first got into this game here, you in the twilight zone. Ain't no doubt about it. Everything that you thought it was, it ain't. And whatever you thought it is, it's not. So it's going to be interesting today as we prepare. This program is called Prepare for the Sci-Fi World, a.k.a. New World Order. It has not been stopped. I don't care how much you are on these social media, it does not even affect the forethought of information that this is damn sure propaganda. So today we're going to dab into it's on. You're in the twilight zone. Ain't no doubt about it. Even in history, everything. I mean, the whole thing is a psyop. I mean, got us lying to each other about parts of the history. I mean, getting paid. People getting paid to lie. Big time paid. They on tours and shit. This line, I mean, who finances these tours? You ain't financing nothing on this line. And just 10 times that to the 1,000th power of people you know ain't going to get shit up. And so you telling me somebody's fine. So we had enough of this. So we put out, they got the patent bank records, courtesy of Canada. Thank you, Canada. One thing about Canada, boy, Canada isn't giving it all out. Canada give all out the information. They can't say, hell, we in trouble up here. They got Fidel Castro's son. They know what they into. Oh my goodness. Are y'all ready for this one? Now, we try to tell you. And many of you online, I know you told others, so we talking. When I say try to tell, we talking about all the dry bones out there. Y'all try to tell. Now try. There's no recourse but to say you going into the sci-fi zone. If you don't go into the sci-fi zone, you might prepare for a life of primitivity. Meaning that they're going to cut off everything that you think you had, it'll be cut off. Now, how do I know this? Because facts matters, and my ass can never think this up. So I know I had to look this up. Cause shit, I'm like, who the hell will go along with this? And who would think this up, that it'd be so simple? Even your Bible say the elect shall be deceived. That go for everybody. Everybody preaching that Bible shit, you got to be deceived too then. Ain't that many people promised in the Bible, and I'm going to throw the Bible story on y'all, too. I told the Bible story. That's a galactic federation book. That's an intergalactic federation book. Imagine. You don't get it. I know. Don't worry about it. Those in the line who do, help us out when we open up the dry bones. Now, let's just get things straightened out here. We are not calling out people. We're giving out facts. If you are in the factual zone of what we consider pure sci-fi, then so be it. There's nothing we can do about it. First one is the election. Now, this is where sci-fi, they're already using what we told you, deep fake. They got Trump behind black faces. We don't know if they're real black people or not. AI did it. See, y'all stepped on the Pandora box. The Pandora box is open now. Full galaxy open. Ain't no turning back. Ain't no stopping them now like the super mayor up there in Dalton. I mean, this is how crazy you know this is about to get. You don't even know if that's an android or not up there in Dalton. Y'all don't know who that is. That could be a double agent sci-fi of unbelievable proportion. But we're going to get deep into this today because I told you, prepare for sci-fi world. We've been telling y'all that a long time ago. Y'all thought we was crazy because we love sci-fi. I said, man, we're going straight to the twilight zone. First one we're going to bring to your attention is the Bank of England. This bank needs to be looked at on all levels, meaning that it ain't just the Bank of England. Who is their foreign entities, their agents, all that good? This is Jack Bauer. Like my man said, this is Jack Bauer. Y'all thought that? This is why sci-fi it is. This is Jack Bauer. We got all this foreign intelligence coming over here, and we're going to prove it to you. And I don't like to look up everything in black and white, but, okay, it says the Jewish people have high stakes in the Bank of England. Now, I know they don't have it alone because they age.
Can't hear you, bro.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, somebody, he must have unmuted me, but he went out. I sent him a text and he went out.
Oh, greetings, brother. How you doing?
What's going on with you, champ?
Jack Bauer, Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer, baby. Hey, you see it down here already.
Yeah.
How you doing over there in your region, man?
Oh man, I'll just say it like this, it's a learning experience.
I know they finally waking up over there because man, look at here.
It depends who you talk to. Some people it just depends who you talk to. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. We're extremely crowded down here, man, and you could see it, you could feel it, and it's looking like a third world country, and it's getting tight, man. Economics is getting tight.
I think I'm in there. Am I back in there?
Yeah, you back in.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I'm so glad because luckily I don't know what happened to the internet. It just went circles, and then everything I know, it went down. I told y'all, this sci-fi world, because the data, everything is streaming. And I thank y'all, too, brothers, for holding that up for me. But that's part of what the problem is. Everything is streaming. There is no more, like Brother Kwame said, wrong. The land, I don't know about the landline going underneath the water, because that's a fact that it has to have it. But whatever is coming above the water is the air, is the principle of the power of the air. Everything is streaming. Everything. You watch TV, if you got any streaming service, it'll go in a heartbeat. And that's part of the game here. That's part of the test. Now, before I got cut off, I was on the Bank of England. And let me just say this. It happened to be Khazarian investors. They're not the number ones. All people think, oh, they are. No, they got high stakes, but it's other investors. Other investors in the Bank of England. India is in the Bank of England. The Arab Emirates is in the Bank of England. Of course, Nigeria is in the Bank of England. And so I'm saying to myself, are we really looking this shit up? Because I could find it. No, you should be able to find it. Now, here's where it gets crazy. Now, while this shit is going on, the Bank of England, with his cohorts, have all financed everything. You ain't financed nothing. Black folks, you haven't financed a damn thing. You've been lying for a long time on this one. Show me where you ain't got assistance from the Bank of England co-ops. And I'll be glad to sit down and listen to anybody's story. If you can come up and show me who have not been co-opted by the Bank of England, I'll give you a week to show me any entity in America that's black that's not been financed on its own. Find me one. Find one. Now, this Bank of England and this regime, they say the owners of the following private services and corporations, and because all corporations must, now listen to what it says, all corporations must necessarily be owned by either a person or an entity, unquote. So these Bank of England and its cohorts got the U.S. regime. I'll give you the number if you need it, because we give you the number. We factual. This is not speculative knowledge. This is factual knowledge. Dunbar's number 0527-14196, subsidy of D.C., a subsidiary of D.C., District of Columbia, 0949-056860, The U.S. Federal Reserve System, Dun-Barre, number 00195-9410. The Foreign and Consular Relationships, Dun-Barre, number 04-6827-8338. Treasury, oh my goodness, I can go all day. I got all of it. Thank you, Canada. Oh, Canada. This is going to be fun today. Now, here's how it gets deep, because, of course, the Food and Drug Administration, Dun-Barre, you got to have this one, 1381-21175. The DEA, oh, my goodness. This should be looked up by everybody in school. Probably be smarter. Uh-oh, here we go with Wi-Fi again. Yeah, it's going to be good. Oh, they must be listening to this show. Got to be listening. Got to be listening. Ain't no way this could be going on. Can y'all hear me? I got some of y'all lines open.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, as long as y'all can hear, we're going to go further. Now.
I'm in.
Okay, good, good. I got all we got. The Holy War is financed by cryptocurrency. Wait till y'all hear this shit. Oh. The Holy War, because cryptocurrency hit an all-time high this week, $72,000. They say it may go to $100,000 by August. By August. Now, the term cryptocurrency in the occult world means dead money. How did it become dead? Because it could be cut off. Do what? Electricity. Oh, we about to get you today, boy. We can't even play with you today. Now, how does that sound? Ain't backed by gold and silver, which is God's money. No constitution stipulates. Ain't nothing constitutional backing it. They don't kill how many presidents? Going on maybe the third one. We're going to get to that in the sci-fi world in a minute, because, man, you're going to have a digital president in a minute. Anyway, not backed by anything, and I doubt if Bitcoin buyers probably even know it could be cut off. That's why they're jumping out of buildings now and found dead and everywhere. Isn't that strange? And here is the scripture. Because no, you don't know it. That's sad. That is really sad that people don't even know this shit. It says, I, God, will deliver you unto the stranger. And then the Lord God has delivered them to you and have defeated them. Then you must destroy them totally. Now, who says this type of shit? You must destroy them totally. And then what it says, make no treaty. So that treaty of friendship and peace that y'all all talk about, I'm trying to figure out, according to God, to the gods, it said, don't make no treaties with them. And show them no mercy. That's in the book of Deuteronomy. And today, we are going to show you no mercy on how dumb our people are today. It is unbelievable what has happened, because you are in the sci-fi world. We might have problems with everything. Is it on? We're going to do a lot of, hold on, we're going to do something else. I might have to do something. I don't know what's going on with the internet team. This is how you know they're going to get us. They've been testing. They know everything we are talking about. Guarantee it. And this is why we're going to have a problem. I'm going to log in, because it's telling me to log in. Because I don't hear nobody now.
I still hear you.
Yeah, you can't hear the show. Nothing on the show is coming on. It's going in circles.
Wow. Who's your internet with?
We doing a stream. It's on, well, we got not direct. Comcast.
Xfinity.
Yeah, Xfinity.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on. We're going to have to do something here, y'all. They cut the show right out. I got the whole thing for y'all. China and the U.S., mainly China. That's what the war is. That's why they talk about that stuff about China. Because China came over here to San Francisco, and they took and cleared. They showed you what they could do to a population that day. That day they showed you what they could do to a whole visited population. They wiped them out of the atmosphere and then brought them back once he left. Where they get them from? Where they went? What group will go along with that, being taken out like that? Think about that, y'all. What group would do that? What group? Somebody. Tell me what group. I got to go back into the direct.
Nazis.
There you go.
Nazis. Nazis. Nazareans. Ashkenazis.
No, and again, this is not just, I named the bankers. We can't leave out the major players. That's why I keep telling people, you only see in a certain sector of specter. That's all you seeing. You ain't seeing all the specter. It got 9 arms. It's an octopus.
James Bond, 007.
Right, ain't got no damn, see, that's why you know we ain't thinking. My mind only on one enemy. What people in the world would think one enemy is all you got? You got a family that hates your ass in your own household. What group would think this? Come on, let me open the mic before I might have to, I don't know, because they cut the show from hearing, from y'all hearing this shit that I just found. This U.S. and China AI war is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So I don't know what
the,
I don't know.
But
what
that's the thing. Who, like you said, who are the people who funding China?
Yeah, who are the people funding China, and who giving them all this access to stuff? Now again, so I'm pissed off how they take. Y'all gonna have to. Now I might have to reboot because somehow these fools are made it where you won't be able to hear not one of these clips. Because all they're doing is streaming right there. It's just going round and round. And y'all can hear me. I see now. I see I'm refreshed. I can't do that. Something ain't right. Something ain't right here. I don't know if y'all can hear it any longer, but we're about to reboot. It's going to have to get rebooted. Yeah, because I see now we having a problem. All you online on the internet, period, it is not me. I'm trying to... Last thing I want to do is have this happen because I'm ready for it.
That's why I asked you who your internet carrier was, because I was having that same issue down here in my area for the past 2 weeks with the streaming. The shit don't work.
Yeah, it's going on and on, and I noticed that the day it went out earlier this week or last week, y'all. Last week, the whole Facebook went down, all this stuff went down. Now, I'm telling y'all that it's not by incident that this is going down. It's not by
accident. But the weird thing, now, I have Xfinity too. Mine didn't go out, but everybody else's did. Ain't that strange?
Crazy. I'm like, oh, my goodness, because this the bread and butter of all these Dun & Bar numbers that they got. Show you that you got to understand. I'm going to bring y'all in before. Now, dog, you listening. If you go out, give us 15 minutes to boot this back, because we're gonna go if it goes out, because I can't even be sure that we're going to finish this up without rebooting, because I can't even get on to the until now. Antoinette had problems with this too. Now all y'all on these talk shows, well, I got y'all. You gotta know, if you don't know that these people have listened to all conversations.
Right.
Because of the NSA bill that y'all illustriously voted for right after the Patriot Act with Bush, that was the key right there. That Patriot Act, for those who know, that Patriot Act was to open the door to the Pandora box and let everything go on up until now. And they work in progression. They don't work like us, day-by-day people. They work in 15 to 30-year intervals.
They plan ahead.
Yeah, way planned. So, you know, that day-to-day shit, get that out your mind if you think you're going to figure this out. That ain't going to work. If you're on a day-to-day mindset, jump to a dumber channel. That's just all I can tell you. Because they don't think that way. What's ruling don't think that way. So we got to get that in our mind. Now, again, I'm going to get as much as y'all can in before we can figure out some stuff. I got some more calls. Y'all buzz, just give us some output, because I know y'all wanted to say something. So I'm going to let y'all say now while I figure out the next step of how to get this on the Internet.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, go.
Okay. This is related to what you've been talking about. Now, this article just came out today, this morning. So Ohio, the states of Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee, they just filed a lawsuit suing the SEC to stop the climate rule.
Right.
Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee sued the U.S. Security and Exchange Commission to stop a rule that requires publicly traded companies to report climate-related information. The suit filed by Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost on behalf of the Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation asked the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati to stop the SEC from overstepping its authority by meddling environmental policy, according to a news release. Kentucky and Tennessee both joined Yost's suit. Other states have filed separate suits challenging the same rule in a different courts of appeal. Now, how long we've been talking about, that's if people were paying attention, about BlackRock being involved with people's pensions and stuff and investments
right.
in different states.
Correct.
And I bet you a lot, half the people, population don't even know this.
No, they don't know that because pensions was connected to what they happened to austerity. Remember Greece fell, y'all, a couple? That's another sign. Greece fell. Remember they pensions, they called it austerity? Well, they call this one transitory. Janet Yellen just got on TV and said she should never have made that statement about being transitory because it ain't true. Now, when shit get ready to hit the fan, you'll know it in the next because the election. Boy, if I could play this tape today for y'all, the elections, which I think I'm going to have to do. The election. I'm going to get some more calls. Brother, you want to say something? Miami?
Yeah, I got one more thing. One more quick thing. When you're talking about the cryptocurrency. This is from Word Magic. I recommend everybody get this book. It's called Word Magic by Powell Chang.
Yes.
When you put all the code definitions of the words cryptocurrency and currency together, you should come to the conclusion that cryptocurrency is the hidden digital currency that the dark magicians want to use to control the global economy and drain mankind's life energy force. So
that's
they
right.
can use the life force energy to feed the dead. Hence,
the
word cryptocurrency, in other words, hidden vault for the dead, and currency, floor of energy, can be translated as the hidden vault or chamber for storing energy for the dead or flooring energy to the dead. The good news is that if we can prevent the dark magicians from controlling cryptocurrency and learn how to use it in harmony with nature, cryptocurrency can be an effective financial transaction tool for the use for exchanging goods and services.
Now, you hit the key word, natural. The unfortunate thing is they connecting cryptocurrency to its magician name to bring in the dead through what they call you, the mediums. So they're using our energy to create an AI, because our AI has to be used, our algorithms, to become an AI. So this is a magical trick of all proportions, but it's been easily given to us in the Wizard of Oz. In the Wizard of Oz, he was behind a machine, wasn't he?
Behind the curtain.
Behind a digital voice, a digital face, a digital everything.
Which we call TikTok. TikTok, but you name it. But it's on an extraordinary level, man. Down here is really Jack Bauer. I mean, we've been seeing it for, say, like about 3 years straight now. We're overpopulated down here in South Florida, man. Traffic is beyond the limits. I mean, you know, insurance is big business because, you know, Florida is a no-fault state.
That's right.
If they hit you, you better have full coverage because, you know, they don't have full coverage. And when you have PIP, it's all on you. And so they're giving these people everything that the brother, I watched a clip about a brother in Chicago, and he was forewarning them, saying, hey, y'all letting people come in our doors who just got here. Jimmy, come lately. Y'all are giving them extraordinary income monthly, more than we're getting, and they don't even vote. And when I thought about when he said that, I thought about that thing about I was me and the brother was talking about it. It's called the Great Replacement Theory, and you brought it on your show a while ago. So we all have been vindicated. Where what they're doing is they're going to replace us because, see, we don't create more debt because they've used us to the extent we're used out. So they're bringing in new people. These new people are happy to be here. These new people are going to create new debt, new everything, because most of our young kids, they're on the Internet now. They're not trying to go into the military. They're not trying to go into the college. They're not trying to buy houses and establish mortgages, which we've all established mortgages debt. And so they need a new debt system, and they're bringing in these people, and these people are happy to be here. They're expected to vote. They're getting food stamps. You tell young kids now to go outside, they look at you crazy. But these people that are coming in, they're doing all the menial jobs, all the janitorial, all the road work and the construction and things that we've gotten too bougie to do. So now what they said, they got, oh, yeah, you got smart to the system. We're just going to replace you with new slaves. And this is what they're doing.
Yeah. And new slaves that are going out, I want you to realize now, there's ways to see what's going on, too. Now, I just told you, they give you these two choices, both very, but one is actually the financial backing of the agenda. The agenda, even though it could be manifest through the other side, but the major focus agenda that's saying that they are going to allow people is that Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has said we will let foreign. That whole thing is to let, that's why you think they're letting them in. Because they're letting them in because they know the black people are being disenfranchised at a high rate, and you're going to get mad. So they got a new population for you based on the fact that they know you've been screwed by all the agendas that was properly propagated on your immense suffering.
Even the 40 acres and a mule. The reparations. They're giving them your reparations. Yep.
Now, this is where you get upset, and now you get mad that they will use you, what we gave you the scriptures, that they will use us as kettle fire because they know our energy.
Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Meaning die. Now, I got to, everybody's line, I got to have complete, because everybody's line, give us, because it's right now, it's a little bit after 11. Give me to call back at 11:15. We will proceed with this program because this has to be, these clips got to be played. It's impossible to have this without these clips played because this will tell everybody that y'all definitely better wake up quickly because AI is not playing with you. They are programmed. That's one thing about programmers. They could kill you without them saying, oh, we know it wasn't us. It was AI. It got out of control, but you programmed it at a sequence to do it. Listen carefully. We'll be right back. 15 minutes. We're going to redo this. I'm going to cut this thing off. Call back in 15 minutes.
cut it off.
Okay, now they telling me, everybody, we connected into a live show. We did the show over. It ain't on yet. I got a minute before I come on. Okay, good. Would you put these others? Get me a set of everything else. You know, why have I saw? Know you're going to be in the show. Now, answer the phone. You don't hear the phone? Do you hear the phone? This chick got some issues, man. I'm confused that you might not have. Miss Kim, we trying to get the show back on. They don't take the show off. I'm trying to get back on, so I'll call you right back. Call in. Okay, you should be able to get this now. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, you got the problem. Always you. Only one that got to go through this shit. Okay, they got me. We're going to have to do this. This show's still on because this show is still start the next episode.